Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. There comes a point in every project, every creative endeavor, anything that's really worth doing, to be honest, where you hit a wall, or what Seth Godin calls the dip. There's this lull, there's this point at which the initial motivations have kind of worn off. That initial energy that you had going into the project when it was new and it was exciting, that's now kind of fizzled away. And now you're just left with the tough grind of actually doing the work and pushing it forward. And that's a tough spot to be in. And I think most projects die right then and there. You know, there's a lot of half-written screenplays. There's a lot of podcasts with like 10 to 20 episodes. There's a lot of books with a couple of chapters written. There's a lot of things like that that people have started with good intentions. They were motivated to get it done. They felt really strongly about it in the beginning. And then they started and everything went well in the beginning when it was new and exciting and they were, you know, really in their zone. But then at the first sign of trouble, usually when that motivation wears off, when the excitement wears off, then they hit that dip or they hit the wall, and then everything kind of grinds to a halt. And this is really what separates the professionals from the amateurs. Okay, an amateur doesn't know how to deal with that. An amateur doesn't know what to do. An amateur hits that wall, they hit the dip, and they think, well, I guess I shouldn't be doing this, or I guess this isn't working, or I guess this isn't worth my time, and they move on to the next thing. But the problem with that, although it may be true, maybe it isn't working, maybe it's not worth your time, that's possible. But an amateur will never sit in that dip long enough to know the difference. And they'll just move on from project to project, tactic to tactic. And they'll only do it for long enough until they hit that wall. When they hit that wall, they'll say, well, this isn't working. Let's move on to the next thing. And so they don't really get a whole lot done. There's a lot of, you know, starts and stops. There's a lot of half-finished projects. There's a lot of half-hearted effort. The professional, on the other hand, the professional sees it through. Okay, the professional pushes through the dip. The professional breaks through the wall. Okay, because when the professional hits that dip, he's asking himself a few questions. First of all, are the fundamentals still strong? In other words, there's a reason why I started doing this. Are those reasons still true? Second of all, can I see this project succeeding? Maybe it's not achieving what I want it to achieve right now, but can I see it succeeding in the future? And third of all, do I have the abilities to make it succeed? Can I, me, given what I have right now, given my abilities, can I foresee myself making this project a success? And if those fundamentals are still strong, and they were strong when you started, otherwise you wouldn't have started. If they're still strong, the professional pushes through. Because the professional knows that the dip is something to be reckoned with. The dip is going to happen. He's going to face it. He's going to encounter it. And so there's no sense in giving up when it happens, because it's just an obstacle on the way. It's something that he has to get past to get to the other side. And it happens in any endeavor, any project, anything worth doing. Reason I bring this up is because I am in the dip. I am sitting smack dab in the middle of the dip in Marketing Out Loud. We're about, I think this is somewhere in the 60s, this episode, 62, 63, I'm not sure exactly. It's been a few months. And, you know, in the beginning, it was easy. It was really easy. I was recording a lot. I got way ahead of schedule in the beginning. There was a point at which I was 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule, which was like, you know, that's like 15, 20 episodes in the bank. And it was just flowing. I was doing like some days I would just get a bunch of ideas and I would do like, you know, five episodes in a day. right? And that continued for a while. And then things changed. And it was a number of things. I don't think the motivation has worn off yet. I think that's still there. It's certainly less than it was in the beginning, and that's natural. Things have gotten busier at home. Had another kid. That changes things. Things have gotten busier at work. I'm preparing for a big launch in May of the 90-day pipeline. So things have gotten busier, and my priorities have shifted a little bit. And I'm not putting as much time into this as I used to, because it took a lot of effort to get this off the ground. And now that it's running, it's getting less of my mind share. And I haven't been recording as much. And part of that is because I've kind of been leaning on that backlog of episodes that I had. But that's also dangerous, because I've been leaning on that backlog and I've kind of fallen out of the habit of recording, right? I've fallen out of the habit of, you know, doing at least 3 to 5 episodes per week. And so now my backlog has shrunk down from about 20 episodes down to 10, and it's dwindling fast. And I was asking myself, well, what's going on here? Why am I not producing like I used to? And you're not noticing this, obviously, because for you, the episodes go out every single day. It's the production side that's been dwindling. And when I asked myself, well, what's going on here? What I realized was I'm in the dip. That's what's going on. I hit the dip, right? That initial motivation's worn off. And now I'm left with these fundamentals. Ask myself those fundamental questions. And when I ask myself those questions, they're all still strong. They're all still strong. And the other thing that's helping me get through this is when I talk to people and I ask them about marketing out loud, I'm getting great feedback. So that's another kind of hack to help keep yourself going. If people are finding what you're doing useful, especially if it's a marketing project, then that's a really good sign. Maybe, you know, your download numbers aren't where you want them to be. Maybe your blog readership isn't where you want it to be. Maybe you're not getting the views you want to get on LinkedIn. That's certainly the case for me, right? Maybe that's true. But that doesn't mean that you're not on the right track, because if there are people out there who are getting value from what you're producing, then you are on the right track. You just need to keep going. So this is a reminder for me, just as much as it's a reminder for you. Whatever you're doing, if the fundamentals are strong, don't worry about the dip. Be the professional, push through the dip, get to the other side, and don't give up. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.